From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Israel-Gaza frontier was quiet Wednesday following Tuesday's barrage of dozens of mortar shells and rockets into southern Israel, wounding three soldiers and prompting retaliation in the form of tank fire and airstrikes. It was considered the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza war. Hamas spokesman Hamad el-Regeb said, "We will not allow attacks on residents in Gaza." He vowed resistance to what he called Zionist aggression and injustice. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military delivered what he called the strongest blow in years, aimed at more than 50 Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets. A Palestinian official credited Egyptian mediation for an easing of tensions, although Israel stopped short of agreeing to it. Hamas and Islamic Jihad launched the rockets and mortar shells in response to the killing, they said, of more than 100 Palestinians by Israeli troops along the border frontier in weeks of protests. At the UN Security Council, emergency session was met. Mideast envoy Nikolai Mladenov warned the region was on the brink of war.
Under the current circumstances, failure to act immediately with a set of relatively modest, achievable interventions will only amplify the humanitarian crisis, but drastically increase the risk of confrontation.
Kuwait blocked a U.S. draft statement strongly condemning the rocket and mortar fire from Gaza. The Democratic Republic of Congo special envoy to the U.S., Raymond Tshibanda, said he's encouraged by the close cooperation between his country and the World Health Organization containing the latest Ebola outbreak.
We feel very good about the cooperation we are receiving from the World Health Organization and from other partners. And we believe that we're going to manage this crisis.
He said one or two more weeks will be needed to be sure the situation is under control. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior North Korean official Kim Jong-chol held a dinner meeting in New York late Wednesday as the two sides continue preparing for a possible summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. More discussions are scheduled Thursday. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the focus remains the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The conversation is going to be focused on denuclearization of the peninsula. That's what these ongoing conversations taking place now will be centered on, as well as this summit that would take place in Singapore. And we're going to continue, as long as that is part of the discussion, we're going to continue to shoot for the June 12th and expect to do that.
Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in Pyongyang for talks with North Korean officials. As a Friday deadline approaches, France and Germany Wednesday vowed to respond firmly if the U.S. imposes tariffs on steel and aluminum due to a global glut that threatens U.S. manufacturers. Christine McDaniels, a trade analyst at George Mason University.
The fact that, you know, the U.S. has not receded, the administration has not receded, tells me that they want to get something more out of Europe than they've gotten so far.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross held out the hope the two sides could reach a deal in last-minute negotiations. But the Wall Street Journal reports a tariff announcement could come as early as Thursday. Italy's five-star movement and Northern League have resumed efforts to form a coalition government after the process was stymied by President Sergio Mattarella's rejection of their Eurosceptic economy minister.
Il ragionamento è semplice. Noi abbiamo una squadra di ministri.
Five-star movement leader Luigi Di Maio said their cabinet is ready, they have a prime minister, and they'll attempt to find an acceptable economy minister. The rejection put Italy on the road to yet new elections, and that rocked global markets. Islamic State Wednesday claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack by a prison inmate who may have been radicalized while in jail and who was out on leave. The attack left two policewomen and a bystander dead in the city of Liege. The assailant was shot dead in a shootout with police. In Afghanistan, U.S. NATO Commander General John Nicholson said Wednesday that senior Taliban leaders have been secretly negotiating with Afghan government officials. He said it's occurring at multiple levels. Nicholson also disclosed U.S. attacks struck a gathering of Taliban senior commanders last week in southern Helmand province, killing more than 50. Zimbabwe announced Wednesday national elections will be held July 30th. A ballot President Emmerson Mnangagwa vowed would be free and fair and involve international observers. Mr. Mnangagwa, who took over after the military removed longtime leader Robert Mugabe, will face Nelson Chamisa of the opposition movement for democratic change. In Nicaragua, a massive anti-government protest march ended in violence. Unidentified gunmen opening fire with unconfirmed reports of wounded.
That's the latest world news from VOA.